Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Fabulous event. We're going to have the Women of Distinction there. We're going to have the Jet Set Directors there. You know what? We're going to have Coach Tomer there as well. Coach Tomer there to train. You know, I was telling James the other day, I said, you know, where else can you get training from Coach Tomer? Live training from Coach, from the guy, you know, ahead to put all this together. He doesn't do a lot of live trainings anymore. So this is an event you definitely want to be there, if not just to hear coaches live training, okay? So make sure and book the Harvest of Plenty Cruise. And what you're going to do is go to your favorite YTV travel site, look for groups, then look for number one, Cruise with Coach Tomer, June 30th, 2008. We certainly hope to see all of you there. It's just going to be a fabulous event. Now, I want to make sure and just bring this up real quick. I know that all of you will remember, even when you're going to meetings, your regular weekly meetings, or even special events, that you want to always remember your meeting etiquette. And we want to always let the guest, we always want to bring our guests to these special events. We always want to bring our guests up to meet the speaker, and we always get to go first when we have our guests. Guests are priority at our meetings, and I just wanted to throw that out there. I know all of you know, but kind of train your team as well, that we really want to focus on guests at all special events, because that is the reason that we're going out, is to build our businesses. Now, as I say that, tonight, James Pruitt is going to be back in the Houston area. So tonight, on the western part of Houston, we're going to be working with a superstar director out there, Holton Buzz. And we are just trying to pull together and grow our great state of Texas. So tonight, if you are in the Houston area, please join us at the Holiday Inn Select. Now, that's the one off of Highway 59 and Kirby Drive. The specific address is 2712 Southwest Freeway, and that's in Houston, Texas. And so that's, I think, on the western part of Houston tonight. So we are excited and hope to see many of you Texans there tonight. Okay, now the meet and greet is going to start at 7 p.m., but the meeting will start promptly at 7:30 p.m. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings is over $1 million in a 12-month period. He's our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory. So let's all greet him this morning with a very big, warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Wow. Good morning, Marcia Pruitt. Yes, I can feel your smile coming through the phone. Good morning, good morning, good morning, all of you champions throughout the nation and across the world. Good morning to you. Good morning, power team leaders. Good morning, Coach's Corner. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors and coaches, Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. What a wonderful morning it is this morning. You know, I'm reminded of a study that I once took a look at and learned about, I should say. And let me just kind of paint a picture for you. They took a study, and they had four 12-ounce glasses of regular tap water. So four 12-ounce glasses of regular tap water. They did this experiment. They left one 12-ounce glass of tap water untouched. Then they took words, and they taped them on the outside of the glass facing inward. So you have one 12-ounce glass of regular tap water that's untouched. Then you had one glass of tap water, and they taped the words, "I love you." And they just taped it on the outside of the glass facing in. On the third glass of water, they taped the words, "I hate you." And on the fourth glass of tap water, they taped the words, I will kill you. And what they did, folks, is they taped these words on the outside of the glass and they let it just sit there for a couple of days. They went back and took the water and analyzed it under a microscope. And then they showed what the molecular structure of the tap water was that was untouched, just came straight out the faucet. They showed it under the molecular structure, and it just looked like some cells, some molecules. It was nothing peculiar. It just looked like tap water under a microscope. Then they went back, and they analyzed the tap water with the words taped to the outside, I love you. And when you saw the molecular structure, you saw the cells, they were all brightened up. Looked like snowflakes. There were just little gleams of glitter and brightening. Everything was just lit up. Then they showed the cell structure of the tap water that had the words, I hate you. And they showed that under the microscope, and it was all dingy and mold and mildew and just looked all dark and gloomy. And they showed the tap water, the molecular structure, the one that says, I will kill you. And once again, it was all dingy and dim and looked like molded and mildew. Now, this is just the molecular structure of regular water. And they just taped the words to the outside of the glass. If words have that kind of power to change the molecular structure of just regular tap water, and we know that our bodies are 75% liquid. If words have that kind of effect on water, on liquid, what kind of effect do our words have on us? You know, words are just so, so powerful. They showed another experiment that I just want to tell you about. They hooked up a brain scan, and then they did a study where you have one person that was hooked up with the brain scan, and they showed one person taking a look at another person, and just the eyesight of seeing the other person sends a trigger to your brain to let you know that the eye is telling the brain, this is what I see. And when they did that, the brain activity, they showed how the brain activity changed when the person saw the other person, just the physical, the eyesight getting to the brain. Then they had that same person close their eyes and just think about the other person. Just thinking about the other person created the exact same brain activity as when the person saw that person. So it makes one wonder, where does sight really begin? Does sight begin with the eye, or does sight begin when the eye sends the trigger to the brain? So we can just imagine seeing something, and it produces the very same brain activity as when you really do see it. You see, the brain doesn't know the difference between what the eye physically sees and what the mind imagines. So when we talk about taking that time first thing in the morning and seeking first the kingdom of God and saying the daily confession, think about the power those words will have over you, just speaking the words. And then we begin to go into our prayer, begin to ask God what we want, begin to believe that it's on this way. Then we start going into our creative thinking and start imagining what's happening with our business. We start creating, folks, we're actually creating it just by thinking about it. So we know what we think about, we bring about. We know that as a man thinketh, so is he. So if we think about becomes what we, if what we think about is what we bring about, do you see why we want you to spend that time in the morning speaking life into your business, thinking about what's going on, creating it in your mind first? I'm telling you, folks, if you have not been spending that morning time seeking first the kingdom, I'm telling you, you're missing the boat. Start spending that time and investing it in yourself. You know, I want to pause for a second, bring on my partner in success, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's hero. We're talking about superstar director, third level, multiple President's Club ring wearing, big time bonus earning, $50,000 bonus, $100,000 bonus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking of none other then third level director, Mr. Roland Aturis. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, life and death is in the power of the tongue, James. You're absolutely right. What we speak into our business is what we get out. We speak life our business is bright. We speak deaf. Oh, I can't do it. This is not for me. I'm not like them. We're speaking deaf into our business, James. Our attitude determines our altitude in this business. How are you doing, good looking?
Moore, I'm doing so good this morning, Roland. You know, I think we're really setting the stage for where we're going. Now, we've been talking about what to do, how to think, how to carry yourself. We've been talking about all these elements combined with what to go and do every day, what to say, how to use the tools, how to get your travel party together, how to become a conversation specialist. We talked about all those things kind of mixed up. Why don't we just kind of separate? We have something going on right now, Roland. I just want to kind of talk a little bit about this. It's offense and defense. Now, let me explain, everyone. You see, offense are those things that you do in your YTD business that generate income for you. Think about that as offense, almost like scoring points in a sporting event. So scoring points and making money and generating income, that becomes your offense in YTB. But then we talk a little bit about defense, keeping back those negative thoughts, pushing out the fear, pouring in all the empowering things into our mind, into our spirit. And these things, I believe, are like defense, keeping the bad things out, and personal growth. So it's like, Roland, when you can just divide it down the middle. You have your offense on one side, what to say, what to do, how to plan your travel parties, what kind of activities you have, the fortunes in the follow-up, using all the tools, using the 24-hour hotline, using the live conference call lines that we have, putting everyone that comes aboard on the 24-hour hotline and putting them on step four and giving them a good, solid foundation. All of that is offense, but we've got to take the time, folks, to invest in ourselves, to build ourselves. Our personal growth is so important. So we have offense wins games, Roland, but defense wins championships. And I watch the NBA playoffs and just kind of know about all the years that I've seen it. I've got my favorite team. Everyone knows it, the Detroit Pistons. And I just look at the Detroit Pistons. Roland, they've won championship after championship. They are the only team that's been six consecutive championships. But what's unique is they don't have a star. They don't have a superstar. It's all a bunch of hardworking guys that pull together as a team and play. So now I'm inspired by my favorite team, which is the Detroit Pistons. I think it just goes to show you that offense wins games and defense wins championships. And the people on this call are going to have a tough mental toughness. See, that's what it takes to win in business, is a certain kind of mental toughness that allows you to pick yourself back up one more time and bounce back up with something. If you skin your knee, you say the wrong thing, it doesn't matter. You know, Roland, I pray each and every morning for God to put me in front of those whose hearts and minds He has prepared to receive His message that I'm bringing. So if I talk to someone, Roland, and they're just not feeling where I'm going, or they're just not understanding what my intent is, or they just don't, if it just doesn't go well, I know that that person's not supposed to be in my business at this time. It's my job to check back. I just think God's got to do a little more watering. All we do is plant the seed, and God waters that. How many times, Roland, have you talked to someone, and they just weren't hearing where you're coming from about your YTB business? And you say, okay, I'll just check back with you a little time, but I appreciate it. And you just go on about your life. You go on, you continue to recruit, you're continuing to build, and all of a sudden you get a call from that person a couple of months later that says, hey, I want to take another look at that business. See, God has been doing the watering. See, Roland, I just think it's our job to continue to spread the good news, continue to plant the seeds, plant the seeds. We all understand the law of seed time and harvest time. See, it's not like seed time one day and harvest time is the next day. No, no, no. You got to have a period in there of the process. You don't plant an apple seed, and the next day you got a new apple. It takes a little time to process. We all know that we walk by faith, Roland, and we know we have faith that mountains will be moved, but it takes time to move the mountains. I just want everyone to be empowered that you know what to do. You know how to carry yourself. You know how to exercise that perfect posture. You know those things. And Roland, the people on this call have a certain kind of mental toughness, a certain kind of way they carry themselves. I remember being there at the red carpet event when there was a whole panel of directors up there, but there was something about superstar director Joanna Moore that stood out. It's the way she carried herself. It's the way she thinks. Roland, the people on this call, by the what we're teaching and the way they think, I'm telling you, Roland, I believe people are attracted to us by the way that we think. Roland, what do you think about that?
James, I think that's absolutely awesome. See, the special things happen, James, when you do the right thing. Special things happen when you treat people right. Special things happen that you can't explain when you do the right thing. James, I was talking to a group of jet setters last night, and I was telling them, listen, the way we treat people, we need to treat people the way we want to be treated. And sometimes you're going to have people that's going to come to you that may not be from your team, or that you may not benefit from right away just by, you know, by helping them, you know. But sometimes you just got to do the right thing, what you feel is right. And when you do that, special things start to happen in your business, and things that you start asking for, things that you start believing on, you know, God just send them to you. And sometimes we have to go through that test, you know, of where our heart is, you know, where does our heart lie for people, you know. Do we have to just benefit from them right away to help them? Or, you know, or do we say, oh, no, you're not on my team, I can't talk to you, or no, I'm going to cut you out? You know, I just believe, James, and I believe that if we treat people the way we want to be treated, special things start happening, James. I can't explain, you know, the people that God has sent to this business for me, man, that blessed my wife and I. We can't explain, you know, the superstars that we have on our team that are pushing, you know, that come out of nowhere. We can't explain that, James. We can't explain that. But good things start happening when you do the right thing, James, talking about the defense that you just talked about.
Well, you know, Roland, I just know that we talk a lot on this call about what to do, what to say, how to be bright and energetic, how to speak to people and smile. And, you know, I was just thinking about the structure of a conversation when you're a conversation specialist. If you just start speaking to people, you just start smiling, you pay them a compliment, you become interested in them. You start asking them, well, you seem pretty sharp. You live around here? What do you do for a living? Wow, okay. Is your family here? Do you have children? Wow, okay. And you just start finding out a little more about them. And you'd be interested in them. And what that does is people begin to open up. They begin to talk. They love to talk about themselves and what's going on with them. And the more you find out, later on, you're going to be able to bring that stuff up when you turn that corner and begin to share your YTD business with them. So, Roland, I just believe that we have to be fishers of men. We have to be out there constantly looking for who it is that we've been thinking about, we've been visualizing. So I just want to make sure that people on this call know, keep thinking about how you want your business. Now, I'm going to draw a line. I want to jump on the other side over here. Now, we know, Roland, that 24 hours a day, there's a conference call going on given by James Pruitt featuring Craig Sweet, Noah Matos, and Roland Latours, 24 hours a day. So you could, just like you did during the Harvest is Plenty time by getting people on that call, you could have the same dialogue. But when you click over to key into the call, you just call the 24-hour hotline and press 2. And whenever you do that, there's a conference call going on and starting whenever you want. So, Roland, once we become masters of this recruiting system, and we share our business with people, and we give them something, and we go back and say, go take a look at this. I want you to hear real people about what you – and you just use the tools that are here, Roland, simply by exposing our business, pointing them to a presentation, giving them a presentation, and then giving them any other form of a presentation, either an upline validation call where you're introducing them to an expert or you're putting them on any different form of a presentation. So what I'm saying is, if they've gone to a travel party, now you let them hear a conference call. If they've already heard a conference call and they like what they've seen, point them to the website to see what they just heard about, and then invite them out to meet some of the other people. But see, we have to be able to utilize the different forms of tools here to continue to keep it in front of them. How many times, Roland, have you talked to people and they say, gosh, this sounds great. I love it. I just don't have the $500. Now, you can let that conversation end right there. You can say, okay, well, thanks for looking. I'll check back with you. I begin not to do that, Roland. What I've started doing now is saying, well, don't worry about the money. The money will come. The main thing is for you to start plugging in and start listening and start learning more about this business you're going to do when you do get the money. And so I get them on the conference calls at night. I let them hear the 24-hour hotline. I invite them out to meet some of the other people. You know what happens, Roland? They get excited. They start having hope again. They start dreaming again. So they don't have the money, but all of a sudden they get so excited. Guess what? They go and get the money. I said this to a couple of people. They say, you know, I just don't have the money, but I absolutely love this. I'll be able to come aboard in a couple of months. And I looked that person in the eye and said, let me ask you a question. I just want you to think about this. If they had your mama tied up in the basement and you needed $500 to save her life, could you come up with $500? They said, oh, yeah, I'd find a way to get it. And I just look at them, don't say nothing. That's the kind of sense of urgency you need to have about getting your business and getting some money generated. And I'm thinking in my mind, if you're a grown person that don't have $500 at your beck and call, you really need this business, and I'm doing a tremendous favor for you. So, Roland, if someone comes up with a roadblock or some reason they can't do the business, it's our job to get them plugged in right away. Get them excited. Let them hear what we're doing. Let them hear what God is doing with all of our lives. Folks, we have the ability to spread the good news now. We've got conference calls. We've got so many tools, Roland, to show the business to hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people all while we're at home. We know how to use the tools on this call. Roland, I'm just so excited about the people on this call. I'm excited about the tools that we have. We're working on new tools. You and I have been talking about some of these things. So everyone just remember, you're one recruit away from an explosion. One recruit away from exposure. Roland Torres is five levels deep in my power team. But once he came aboard, boy, the explosion took off. You see, one recruit away from an explosion. Roland, Marcia mentioned something today in an introduction that I just thought about. Where else can you receive live training from Coach Tomer? Now, he trains on the leadership call. He trains, Roland, on the coach's playbook. But we don't have to watch a DVD of him training. We can go to the Harvesters Plenty Cruise and experience his training live. Roland, I'm excited about what the future holds for the people on this team. We're going to have Coach Tomer on this call sharing a little bit about that coming up soon. But we have a unique opportunity, Roland, because today is the day that we can control. Today is the day that we can explode our business. Today is the day that we can recruit that one that's going to bring on that explosion. Roland, we've gone over a lot of information this morning, and I just want to kind of thank you publicly, Roland, for when the times were tough and you kept going. You know, we've heard the cliche. We've heard that, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And, Roland, you are a tough person. You know, you can't measure, well, I think the saying is you don't really measure the size of the dog in the fight, but you measure the size of the fight in the dog. And, Roland, the size of the fight inside of you is just so giant, man. I just appreciate you for being a warrior, for pushing ahead, for doing the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. Man, you are the premier primary example of how to do this business. I just look at people like Kimberly Perry and people like superstar director Craig Sweet. I mean, we are jet-setting across the country, folks, trying to give to you everything we can because the explosion is right here. We're on the tip of just a complete explosion. Remember what our goal is, 100 a month, every month in your power team, which grows to 100 a week, every week, in your power team. Folks, that's $31,000 in power team production a month when there's 100 a month. And just think, once that becomes 100 a week, that's a $1,000 bonus every hour. Can you think that big? Can you imagine that much? A $1,000 bonus an hour. That's $24,000 a day. Can you see it, Roland? Can you see it?
James, I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. That's what I tell people all the time. Don't believe what you see, but see what you believe, James. And I just talked about the harvest. You know, you talk about the harvest and planting and seeds. And I tell people, please, don't compare your harvest is someone else's harvest. If you're planting sweet potatoes and someone else is planting corn and you're looking at their potatoes and they say, wow, man, your harvest is there, but yours hasn't come yet. Don't stop in the middle of it. Don't say, well, his is there and mine is not there. And what we try to do, Jay, we try to compare our business to other people. But we just got to keep focusing, keep planting the seeds, and wait and be patient for our harvest to come in, Jay. And I really believe we keep just being experts at the plate, execute the plate, execute the tools that you have at plate. That's what it's all about. Coaching football, we just teach the kids to run the plate. Get good at the plate. You do it down and out. I'm going to hand the ball off to you. You take 3 steps, drop back. You know, everybody has their part, their position that they play, just like the tools that we have. And you get good at executing the plate. Don't worry about the big plate. Don't worry about the touchdown right now. Just execute the play, James, doing the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. And I think if we keep doing that, keep executing the play, and stop watching everybody else to see, wow, they just got $1,000 bonus, they just got $10,000, and where's mine? Where's mine? You keep executing the play. Just keep doing your part, James. That's what I really believe. We just get good at running the play, then everything else, James, will fall in place.
Seed time and harvest time, Roland. Seed time and harvest time. You know, two lefts and a right. Isn't that right? Two lefts and a right. Boy, we've gone on and on. Our time, it seems like it's kind of gotten away. I enjoy speaking to each and every one of you, and I promise you that the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. I promise you abundance is your birthright. I promise you greatness is your destiny if you just don't quit. You just keep on going. See, that's what's so powerful about the people on this call. You know, we have jet set people on the call. They were born in the jet set team. We have other people outside the jet set team that have just made themselves jet set. And I ain't mad at you. None. We're glad to have you. And you mentioned it, Roland. Whenever you're reconstructing something, whenever you're remodeling your kitchen, whenever you're redoing your house, if you stop in the middle of it, it looks like a mess. But keep on going. Go ahead and finish the project, and it turns out into a masterpiece. Are you building your masterpiece here at YTB? Are you investing in yourself and doing what you're supposed to do? Are you following the recipe? Roland, I want to just pause for a second and turn this call over to you to close out like you do each and every morning. I'm super excited. I'm heading to Houston, and I'm ready to help everyone that comes. Roland, take it away.
James, I would love to. You have a great time in Houston. I received a letter, James, from one of our RTAs in our downline, and he was seriously thinking about quitting. And he sent me a letter, and I looked at it and said, do you mind if I share this on the call? And he said, sure. So I'm going to share his letter with those on the call this morning. And what the letter said, Roland, I must admit that I have serious thought about quitting the business. I lost 2/3 of my team. People were promising the book on my site, but they went to Expedia or others just because they were $2 cheaper. And anything else you can think of happened to me. I passed many business cards. I loaded my ATM, but still got nothing. 2 months ago, I got an email from a lawyer. The email stated that we had met at a network marketing event in town in August of 2007, where I have gave her my business card, and there she was interested in a Greek island cruise. Well, she booked 2 verandas on a 12-day Holiday of America cruise with me, and the cruise came up to $15,000, and the airfare amounted to over $7,000. The total of bookings was $21,000 from that one person that I met in 2007. And last week, I was in CVS where I ran into a woman from a local cafe, and she said that she hadn't seen me in a while, and she was looking for me because she had lost my business card. Her parents wanted to go to a trip to Italy. And then I sent an email blast to everyone I met and collected business cards from the last year just to remind the people of what I do. I got a response back from another lawyer asking if I can help her with a cruise to Bermuda in October. Well, here's the big lesson. Sometimes it may take a little bit longer than we expect for things to start happening. Most people buy all the harvest equipment but don't think about how important proper planting and cultivating is. Every farmer knows you don't plant today and harvest tomorrow. The problem, I think, is people leave the field before the harvest. I almost did. I almost left the field before the harvest. If you plant your seeds and leave before it's time, someone else will reap your harvest. And don't let someone else reap your harvest because you gave up too soon. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Latouris, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you on the call in the morning.
Hey, hey, Monty. Man, man, oh, man. I got so much to share this morning on a follow-up on what they, you know, what they just shared with us. But how are you feeling this morning, man?
I feel great, man. I feel great.
Yeah, man, look, you know, I do gardening. So, I mean, they was talking to me this morning, man. You know, I got my tomato plants coming up, my cucumber plants coming up, my string beans, my okra. And, you know, I know the process I went through. I had to put seeds in the ground. Some of them came up, some of them didn't. Some of them died. Some of them didn't make it. You know, and even now, you know, they up and they sprouting and they you know, glad that you know that it's happening. But I'm not gonna have a tomato off of one of them tomato plants tomorrow. But if I keep doing what I'm doing, by the end of July, early August, they start harvesting. But I had to plant the seed, and it's the same with this business. I mean, like I tell you, I'm excited this morning because see, they're talking to me because see, I'm every morning I go out after the call and I work in my garden. That's where I do my medicinal meditation at. But I love gardening. I love growing my own food. And so, you know, I understand when, you know, they explained it today, and I'm just sharing with those out there in our listening audience and those that, you know, are part of our team that tune into this. You can't plant seeds and expect to harvest tomorrow. But if you plant the seed and you tender it and you take care of it, you will get a harvest. That's what they were saying. So, you know, for those that might have been moving a little slow in the business or, you know, moving fast or don't know if they're moving at all, get your seeds in the ground. You will get a harvest. Turn it back over to you for a few.
Well, think about it, Satali. Think about it. If you're going to plant a garden, first of all, you've got to have vision. You know, and it's one of the biggest things that they were talking about is, whatever you do, it starts in your mind. It starts in your mind. You've got to be able to see it even when it's not there. So you consider this. You plant a garden. Think about this now. You plant a garden. You cultivate it. And right before it starts to grow, right before those plants start to come out the ground, right before this starts to happen, you decide to leave the garden. You walk away from the garden. You've done all of this work. You've planted the seeds. You've watered. You know, you've run the little animals away from eating up your stuff when it starts to grow. Now, you do all this, and right before that plant starts to come up out of the ground, you say to yourself, it's not going to happen. I've done all this work, and nothing is happening. Well, that seed is on the ground doing what it's supposed to do to push up out of that dirt. But right before it pushes up out of that dirt, you decide to walk away from it. You walk away from it, and then that seed pushes up a plant up out of that dirt. But you weren't there to see that because you decided that it wasn't going to happen. Before it happened, you decided that it wasn't going to happen. And see, that's in your mind, too. You made that decision in your mind also. 90% of anything is in the mind. You've got to be able to see it even when it's not happening. So that seed pushes that vegetable, that plant up through that dirt, but you're not there to see it. And then somebody just happens to come along and see that vegetable coming up out of that ground, and so they just say, I'm going to start working in this garden right here and watering these, and the plants are coming up, and I'm going to just water it, and it becomes someone else's. The garden that you planted, the seeds that you planted and watered and took care of until it came up out of the ground, becomes somebody else's because you walked away from it. Now, harvest time, they're eating. Harvest time, they're eating. What are you doing? Well, You don't have anything because you planted the seed, you cultivated it, you watered it, but you walked away before the plant came out the ground. Somebody else saw it, and they got the fruits of your labor.
Hey, it goes right back to another story, Acres of Diamonds. You know, the story goes like this. There was this farmer in Africa who lived there, and, you know, he had these peculiar kind of rocks growing on his soil. But he read in the newspaper about all of these people where they were finding diamonds everywhere, you know, and he had these peculiar rocks growing on his farm. He didn't know what they were. But he kept reading about, you know, people finding diamonds and diamonds and diamonds. And so he took and he sold his property and left his property to desperately search all over the continent of Africa trying to find these acres of diamonds. The irony of the story is the person that bought his property, when they bought his property and they looked at these peculiar rocks that was on his property, they found that they were diamonds in their uncut form, because a diamond in its uncut form does not look like it looks in its cut form. The person that sold the property left to go searching to try to find diamonds, and they had acres of diamonds in their own backyard, but their problem was they didn't know what a diamond looked like in its uncut form.
The principle, that same principle works with everything until you develop something. I mean, you think about money and how does money work, something called interest. But if you don't invest your money in an interest-bearing account and give it time to work, that money won't grow. So that same principle works across the board for everything. You've got to be patient. You've got to be able to see the invisible to achieve the impossible. And too often, people give up. But think about what you do when you give up. You're giving up to do what? What else do you have to do? I mean, if you have a dream of becoming financially independent and you start to work your dream, but right in the middle or somewhere near the beginning or right when it's getting ready to explode for you, or rather you might be building a business, but right before it gets ready to explode for you, you quit. And you quit to do what? Go back doing what you were doing before. Well, you already know the results that you were getting from what you were doing before, and you're going to quit and go back and do that same thing. Guess what you're going to get? What you were doing before, from what you were doing before. You're going to keep getting what you've always been getting. You see, that gets back to that other principle. You've got to do something different to get different results. So you're quitting to do what? Go back to that same old thing in which you know what the results of that is going to produce. So why are you quitting? Why not just keep moving forward, keep planting that seed, watering it, and when harvest time comes, all of that work, all of that effort, whatever it produces, it's going to be all yours.
Yeah, as it says, until the pain to remain the same outweighs the pain to make a change, you ain't going to do nothing. Mm. And, you know, hey, if you keep doing the same thing, you know, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Hey, people, we're living here on this planet, and in spite of all of the obstacles and illusions and issues that we're all confronted with in terms of everyday life, we all have to fight our way through everyday life, is that the bottom line, it all resolves around one thing. As you see yourself, you can manifest and build your own reality. That's not to say that you're not going to get challenges. That's not to say that issues are not going to confront you. Well, how if we thought it was impossible, then how does Frederick Douglass go from being a slave on a plantation to ultimately being free and then heading, being in charge of banks and other stuff, teaching himself how to read. People say, oh, he just was lucky. No, he wasn't lucky. He was lucky in the sense that he had a plan and he worked his plan. See, the problem, people, and I'm going to turn it back over to my co-host here in a second, the problem is that people don't fail to plan. I mean, people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. In other words, you know, no one out there listening right now is saying, I just want to be, I mean, some people might, you know, I hope they don't. But, you know, I'm just going to be a failure. The problem is that in order to make that a reality is that you need to plan. By not planning, then you end up failing because you failed to plan. And by failing to plan, you have no plan.
See, when you plan, you have a roadmap. And this is why a plan is so important. A plan is so important because one thing, you can look at it every day and embed it in your mind. But the other reason a plan is so important is that when things start going wrong, when things get off course and it's just not working, when things are just not working, and that plan keeps you on course, because when things aren't working, your focus gets off of what you're supposed to be doing. The plan is to remind you of what you're supposed to be doing. So if you don't have a plan, you don't have anything to get back to get you back on course. So it's so important. See, when we were teaching people about how money works and those type things, the biggest thing that we knew that people needed was a plan, because we know that during the course of achieving success and those kind of things, we know that the road is going to get rocky.
We got 20 seconds left, Monty. Go ahead, wrap it up.
Okay, but folks, you got to have a plan, and once you get that plan, stay on that plan, and don't ever quit. Get the plan, work the plan, and don't ever quit. Folks, we'll see you at the top. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you, bro.